Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Hi, Will.
Hey there, Lulu.
Remind us of last week's challenge.
Yeah, it came from listener Mike Strong of Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. I said, think of a familiar two-word phrase, five letters in each word, that might be something you'd write in a letter. The first and last letters are the same. The third and eighth letters are the same. The fourth and seventh letters are the same. And the middle two letters are consecutive in the alphabet. What phrase is it? And the answer is yours truly.
We received 1,802 correct responses, and the winner this week is Gabrielle Sweets of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Lulu.
I'm told you solved this one pretty quickly.
You know, it doesn't happen very often, but it came to me pretty quickly as we were listening to the radio in the car on Sunday morning.
Ah, that's good. And what do you do?
Lulu, I am a homemaker, and we have four children, and I'm also a violinist.
Oh, that's wonderful. How old are your kids?
They are 6 1/2, 5, 3, and 1.
Oh, my sympathies. That's a lot of small kids.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. My respect to you. All right, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I'll give it a shot.
All right, take it away, Will.
All right, Gabrielle, today's puzzle is called Coco. Every answer is a word or name in which an interior syllable is pronounced co in any spelling. For example, if I said Phoenix, Arizona's county, you would say Maricopa.
Okay.
All right, number one is a city in Washington State that shares an airport with Seattle.
Washington State. Tacoma,
good. A device that helps you read secret writing.
A decoder.
Nice. Cause of gradual loss of eyesight.
Glaucoma.
Nice job.
Good job.
A symbol of plenty or an abundant supply of good things.
A symbol of plenty. Cornucopia.
Oh, cornucopia. Nice. Territory that broke into two states in 1889.
Oh, man.
It's where there's a pipeline controversy.
Dakota,
nice. A giant corporation in the metals industry.
In the metals industry, Alcoa.
Nice. Here's your next one. French president between Chirac and Hollande. And his first name was Nicolas.
Sarkozy.
Nicolas Sarkozy, good. How about extremely harsh as laws?
Extremely harsh, a draconian.
Nice. Extremely bright as a child.
Precocious.
Nice. Very elaborate as architecture.
Rococo.
Nice. A formal expression of praise. Ooh, this is your vocabulary tester for the day. A formal expression of praise.
A formal expression of praise. I don't know this one.
Well, I'm just going to tell you that one. That's an encomium. You know that word, encomium?
I do not know that word.
Wow. Thank you for teaching me.
And your last one is a metal that's the last chemical element alphabetically.
Not zinc.
It's after zinc. There's one after zinc.
Zirconium?
Zirconium is right.
Hey, you did really, really well. You had no need at all to be nervous.
Thank you so much.
How do you feel?
That was really fun.
See, sometimes the things that you dread are like the things that are actually going to bring you the most pleasure. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Gabrielle, which member station do you listen to?
I listen to WUTC 88.1 here in Chattanooga.
Well, you got to make sure that your kids are listening. That's Gabrielle Sweets of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you, Lulu. Thank you, Will.
Thanks.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yeah, the letters C and D together sound like the word seedy, and the letters I and V together sound like ivy. Take the 18 letters in the phrase end backstage TV quiz, rearrange them into pairs using each letter exactly once to make 9 common uncapitalized words phonetically. Can you do it? So again, take the 18 letters in End Backstage TV Quiz, rearrange them into pairs using each letter exactly once to make 9 common uncapitalized words phonetically. Can you do it?
I cannot, but I hope other people can. When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, November 7th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and if you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thank you, Lulu.